We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This goes beyond an extra math or science class, although it is what CSU officials are asking for. Starting in 2026, the university wants to see high school applicants take a class in quantitative reasoning. That's numbers, as in, can I afford this credit card? Should I buy or lease? Will this leather couch fit in my studio apartment? The foundation for these practical applications can be found in math or science classes, but critics say there's such a shortage of math and science teachers now, high schools won't be able to offer more classes. Alani LeBeau is a third-year student at Cal State Northridge.
Yes, this is good to add STEM into our regimen, but it's not good for all students because they might want to pursue other things in their careers. Without access to the necessary materials and preparation, students are being placed even further behind their peers, and we would like for them to also advance. We don't want our students to stay behind.
The formal proposal for tougher requirements won't come until the end of next month, but there's been such an outcry. Trustees are holding a special hearing tomorrow in Long Beach. Opponents promise busloads of protesters. Holly Kwan, KCBS.